Today is Friday, the 26th of February, 2016, and I am Adam. Hello, everybody. So I've been thinking about what I was going to cover on this show, and I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you about Taco Bell. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to talk about Taco Bell? Well, here's the thing. I don't love Taco Bell. In fact, I would say that I don't eat at Taco Bell ever. Like, I never eat at Taco Bell. And then around the Super Bowl time, one of the podcasts I listen to that's not a gay podcast. It's called the Morning Stream, and it's a Mormon guy out where does he live? Salt Lake City. And a guy who is probably the furthest thing from a Mormon, who lives in Colorado. And anyway, they have a daily show, and it's kind of like a morning radio show. So I really like it because I've always loved morning and afternoon drive time radio. And I think that's one of the reasons I got into podcasting, because I love that drive time sort of, you know, talk about pop culture, have a little chit chat, talk about, you know, your life, talk about, I don't know, whatever. And anyway, so I listened to them, and they were talking about this thing, this new thing. And Taco Bell is always trying new things. But I've heard people say that basically most Mexican food, but especially Taco Bell, is the same five ingredients just put together differently, depending on, you know, what it is that you're ordering. So they did. They had this whole strategy where they said, "Oh, there's this secret thing, and you know, you had to pre-order it, and you know, it's going to come out on such and such day." And anyway, so it's called the Quesalupa, and I thought, well, I haven't eaten at Taco Bell in forever because I'm just not a huge fan, and I thought, but you know what? I'm going to try it. Everyone has been trying it, and it's basically it's a quesadilla. So it's two tortillas with cheese, and it's like grilled so that the cheese gets nice and melty. And then basically it's just a taco. So it's either chicken or beef or whatever else the other meat options that they have. And then steak, I think, is the other option. And then, you know, lettuce, tomato, cheese, sour cream, stuff like that. But you can get it fresco style, which is, they do pico de gallo, and they don't do the sour cream, and they don't do the cheese. So that, you know, I'm on a diet right now. And by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I've lost 12 pounds. I've lost 12 pounds. And anyway, so I thought the other day I was at work, and I needed to have something for lunch. And I thought, you know, I'm going to look and see how many calories it is. And at most, it's around 460 calories. And I thought, I can squeeze that in. I can do some baked potato chips to have with it. And I can squeeze that in. So I went and got it. And let me tell you, I love it. I'm not going to say it's the best Mexican fast food I've ever had, but it's really tasty. Like that melted cheese and the kind of grilled shell. And then, you know, it has this whole new twist, because normally when you put cheese on a taco, it's not melted. It's just kind of shredded cheese on top of it, and you get the flavor, but you don't get that gooey sort of melty kind of cheese, you know, unless you get like a cheese sauce, and then it's messy. This is gooey, melty cheese in between two tortillas. It's genius. It is really genius. Anyway, I love it. So I would highly suggest if any of you are interested in trying that, that you give it a try, because I really enjoyed it. So, in the last episode, I talked about something I wanted to do that I wanted to refer to as top eight hates. And basically, it's going to be a segment that I do where I give you a topic and you either respond on Facebook, on Twitter, on, you know, some kind of social media, and you give me things about that topic that you hate or things that really bother you about that topic. And So last time, so this was very fitting because I'm talking about, you know, my new love of Taco Bell. Last time, the first topic that I gave you was fast food restaurants. So basically, what do you hate about fast food, the fast food experience? And not, and I, you know, not really, oh my God, I hate fast food restaurants. They're horrible. They're bad for you, et cetera, et cetera. But from your fast food experiences, what do you wish was better? And so I'm gonna have to be kind of open and honest here about this whole process. I did not think this fully through because one thing I don't know, I was going to do sort of a ranking, you know, of and do number 8, you know, whatever. And I haven't thought it through enough. So I am going to do that, but I've got to figure out how to do the ranking because also I got a lot of comments. I got a whole lot of comments, but I didn't get enough so that I felt like any one particular complaint got more than any other one. They were, even though I got more than 8, they all were slightly different. And so I didn't know really how to categorize them together and actually, you know, number them. So if any of you have any ideas about how I can do the categorizing, I don't know if I should put up a poll, like first ask everyone and then put up a poll and have people vote. But that's a lot of work for the listeners to have to both give me ideas and then vote on their top. So I'm not really sure how to do, or if I just sit down and look at them and go, okay, this is the one I think is number one. But anyway, I want it to be kind of like a, you know, a David Letterman sort of top 10 list sort of thing. So I really need to rank them, but I'm not sure how to do it. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to read these comments that I got. So from Baron Frosty says he had the worst experience with chicken nuggets at Wendy's. They were soggy, old, and tasted like sewage. He used to love Wendy's. And he worked there in high school. Baron, I also worked at Wendy's in high school, and I thought of the fast food places, the food actually at the time that I was in high school was the freshest. Like, we actually got heads of lettuce in instead of those bags of, like, pre-shredded lettuce. Every morning, we had to actually wash and cut and all that, the lettuce. And I thought, you know, our food was so much fresher. We got whole tomatoes that we had to slice, all of that sort of stuff. But I worked at Subway, and their lettuce comes pre-shredded, and a lot of their other vegetables come pre-cut and everything. Not the tomatoes. They do actually cut them. As far as I know, they cut them every day because a tomato, you can't really cut ahead of time. Anyway, he says he doesn't eat at Wendy's anymore because of sewage nuggets. And Turniphead or Jason Miller says it's no longer fast. You have to wait longer, and it isn't even warm, never hot. You know, Turniphead, my experience at a Wendy's specifically, and I feel like I'm Wendy's bashing, but my specific experience at a Wendy's is it's so fast that they're like tossing the bag out the window at you. And, you know, they don't, like I've said before, they're not using the menu board to tell me what I ordered. They're not calling back my order anyway. So Matt says when the burgers are so quickly and badly put together, it looks like a do-it-yourself kit when you open the wrapper. I also hate seeing people who are overworked and underpaid getting treated like shit over ridiculous things. So Matt, I agree. I don't know. So basically, I don't know if you know, but having worked at Wendy's, they teach you how to make these burgers, and like you don't spread on the ketchup or mustard or mayonnaise. You like they have squeeze bottles, and you make the logo or something. Like for McDonald's or Wendy's, you would make an M or a W, you know, because it's really quick, and they teach you to like slap these things together quickly. But I totally agree with that. And yes, they are overworked and underpaid. And it's the fault of the fast food place, and it's the fault of the customers because we want it to be cheap. So they hire these high school kids, first of all, who have no experience, have no desire to be there other than the paycheck, have no pride in their work whatsoever. And that's why we get these shitty experiences. I don't know that I feel bad for them, though, because now I think it's kind of a rite of passage. Like when you're in high school, you need to have like some shitty fast food job. So Rob says the real products never look like the luscious advertisement photos. It's so true. In the photos, they look fantastic. And in reality, it ends up being underwhelming. Christina says she has a couple of things. Number one, none of it smells or tastes like food. It's just salt and grease in smell and taste. And number two, other customers. Seriously, I'm always more annoyed with the people in line making ridiculous demands than I am with any poor service or bad product. And Matt Burlingame said he didn't understand Christina's problem with it being salt and grease. That's why you get fast food, Christina. It's for those flavors that you long for, you know, that salty, greasy. I think it's fantastic. I'm a real fast food. I've a real fast food sickness. TJ says she hates it when they forget part of the order or get it wrong. She usually uses the drive. Oh my God, TJ, this drives me nuts. And this is the reason why at the Wendy's, I want them to freaking call it out to me and show it on the menu. They've got this video screen there for a reason, and yet they don't call it back. They don't put it on the screen. And then I get home and it's completely wrong. At one time at a place in Dallas, I got home and they had gotten the order completely wrong. I called them up and demanded that they remake my entire order so that it was hot when I got there and fresh. They probably spit in it, but I was so mad. T.L. Eaton says he hates when they're slow. Kingsley says he hates it when there's mayo on a Big Mac after I expressly tell them not to put it on. And he doesn't discover it until he gets home and has to throw it away. Ed Chen says when part-time high schoolers start horsing around behind the counter while your order sits there and you feel your life slowly draining away. And then they say, what was your order again? I've done that at a restaurant before. I've sat there and watched my food sitting under the heating lamp. Yeah, obviously, this was not a five-star restaurant, but my food is sitting under the heating lamp, and they're like just texting and having a chat, and I'm like, oh my God, my food's getting old. Kathy says, filth, any kind, restrooms, lobbies, doors, ketchup dispensers, etc. And Mark says, when you choose a shorter line, hoping they will get your order faster, but it ended up being the slower option because the people in front of you can't decide what to get. Or maybe they're ordering food for 10 families. I hate it when I'm in line in the drive-thru and there's a car in front of me, like a clown van or something. It's like this van with like, and they all have separate orders. And you're sitting there for like half an hour for this one car to get their order. Scott says, I hate when people stand in line for 15 minutes trying to decide what to order. It's McDonald's. The menu hasn't changed in decades. Baron once says, I once got into a knockdown drag out fight with a cashier at McDonald's. I had ordered sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit because I had bad luck before. I asked the woman to read my order back. She did, sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. When I got my item, it of course did not have cheese. And, anyway, he got in a fight with the person. RT Cruiser says half the time the Sunday machine is broken. RT, let me tell you. And he says, I have to leave the house to eat. I have to tell you, when they say it's broken, a lot of times they have neglected to put the mix in the machine and they just don't want to tell you. So, you know, I think sometimes it's not actually broken, and that drives me crazy too. Cause I used to get a Frosty at Wendy's a lot, and maybe that's what you're talking about. I'm not sure, but anyway, I used to get a Frosty and I've driven to three different places in town to try to get I yelled at somebody so bad one time on that whole thing. So anyway, he says, they always fuck you at the drive-thru. In Australia, we don't get half the fast food places you do. Drunk customers late at night. Oh my God, in Dallas, when you would want to eat, you want to go get food after like maybe 10 p.m., I've had drunk people actually trying to walk up to the drive-thru windows at drive-thru places. It was horrible. Lining up. Yeah, I hate lines. Sticky tables because people are pigs. Tim and James says, I'm probably too late, but I hate when they give me my order plated or eat. What? I hate it when they give me my to-go order plated or my eat-in order in to-go boxes. Yeah, it's crazy. And Jay says, it seems like every time I go into fast food places, the customers are wet. I am the most disappointed. Oh, the customers are what I am most disappointed with. I was like, the customers are wet? What? I know what I'm signing up for when I go in for fast food, but it always saddens me that the customers are such assholes, and I end up feeling sorry for the people who are ringing up the orders or bringing them out. Granted, the service may not be perfect, but there should be a basic level of respect that you treat people with. It's true, but Jay and all of you other ones that said you feel bad for the people at work there, like I said, it's a rite of passage. You go through it when you're in high school. If you plan your life well, you don't end up doing that for the rest of your life, and then you go on. I'm not saying that means that people should be able to scream at them, but, you know, come on. It's like It's like you're trying to get into a fraternity in school and you have to go through the hazing bit, right? You guys are all bleeding hearts. Oh, I feel so bad about the people who work there. But that's not really what you're thinking when you get home and your burger is wrong and it has mayonnaise and you have to throw it away. You're not thinking, oh, those poor people who work there, they're so mistreated. You're thinking, my fucking food has mayonnaise on it and I want to puke and I can't eat it. And I just drove all the way up there and I drove anyway. So that was on Facebook. And I'm sorry, guys. I know probably reading them verbatim. I need a production assistant or something like that because, you know, I should have put in some production value and like actually, I don't know, ranked them and come up with something, you know, cute. But anyway, I didn't. So I apologize. And a couple of people responded to me on Twitter, but I have forgotten my Twitter password, I think. I'm trying to get in there. Let me try one more time. Let me do a search here. Anyway, so that's not... Let's look at this. All right, so we've got DJ Star Sage, who says, I hate when restaurants eliminate healthier options that were the only reason I stopped there. Aw, DJ, just go get a quesalupa. You'll be happy. Anyway, everyone, if you want to contact me, I'm going to be giving you a topic on the next episode for our next Top 8 Hate. And hopefully I'll figure out a cleverer way to give you these, give these back to you. But anyway, you can reach me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can listen to me at my other show, Sunday Nights, at pride48.com. It's Dubious Intent with my co-host Daniel. And you can go to geekygay.com, I think, which is the website. I don't even know my own website. Anyway, so until next time, I will see you guys later. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.